Open your Bibles, please, to Psalms, the 102nd Psalm. In your Scofield Bible, page 648, Psalm 102, we'll be reading verses 13 through 18. I'm sorry, 12 through 18. Verses 12 through 18. We'll read these verses responsively. Let's please stand for the reading of God's Word. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come, for thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Let's read verse 18, the text verse together. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. I'll read another verse. You'll not need to turn to it. The 12th verse of the first chapter of Ephesians. That we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Thanks seems too small for all that you've given us and all that you've done for us. We're privileged among all people to be a part of this great church. We should not take that for granted or anything that goes on here for granted. We should revel in every word that's proclaimed from this pulpit. We should, of course, be attentive to what you've prepared for us. We believe that you've helped our preacher to give great care in giving us what we need tonight. And if it's what we need, then if we go home without it, we'll be the loser. Help us to receive with thanksgiving thy word, in Jesus' name, amen.
I'll speak tonight from the text we read a while ago, and this is what the text says. The people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. You could paraphrase that easily without doing an injustice to the scripture, and by saying a people which shall be created to praise the Lord. And then we read a while ago the scripture in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 12 that says that the purpose of our existence was to the praise of his glory. Tonight I'm going to tell you what the Christian life's all about. And I want you to listen carefully and I want to help you. I'm a little tired of people equating emotionalism with shallowness and deadness with depth. I'm more than a little tired. I'm sick and tired of it. And tonight I want to go a little too deep for the theologians to understand. And because I want to talk to you on that subject, my title is "The People Which Shall Be Created Shall Praise the Lord." Our Heavenly Father, I want to be a help tonight. I want to be a blessing. But the main thing I want to do is I want to teach our people the purpose of their salvation. And I pray you'd help me to do it. Please help me. Amen. Listen carefully as I try to bring you what I think the Lord wanted me to say tonight. Do you ever wonder just what it's all about? What is the incarnation of Christ all about? Why did the angels come to Mary to announce the coming of the Christ child? Thou shalt bring forth a child or son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Why did the angel come to Joseph and said, "Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost"? What's it all about? Why did the angels come to the shepherds? They're watching their flocks by night and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men"? Why did those self-same angels come and worship the Christ child? Why did Mary bring forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger? Why did the wise men come from the east and bring gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh? Why was Jesus born of a virgin? Why did he live for 33 homesick years on the earth? What's that all about? Why did he face an unjust accusation? Why was he tried wrongly, indicted wrongly, and convicted wrongly? Why was he crucified? Why was he beaten with a cat of nine tails? Why was he, young people, listen to me over here now. Why was he beaten with a cat of nine tails beyond human recognition? What's it all about? Why was he crucified on the cross between two thieves? Why was the crown of thorns plaited and placed upon his brow? What's it all about? Why did he give up the ghost? Why did he dip his own soul in the torments of hell and suffer your punishment and mine, the torments of hell? Why did they take his body and lay it in Joseph's borrowed tomb? Why did he, after 72 hours, rise victoriously from the grave? Why did he ascend back to heaven? What's it all about? What's the, as they say in the Latin, what's the summum bonum for all of this? What is the real big reason? Why do it? Oh, you say to save man, but well, why save man? What's it all about? Why did he go to heaven, and why is he interceding for us, the right hand of the Father tonight? Why is he going to come for us someday? Why will the trumpet sound? Why will the voice of the archangel pierce the atmosphere? And why will the dead in Christ rise first, and then we which are alive and remain, caught up in the clouds to meet them in the air? What's it all about? Why is there a marriage of the Lamb and a judgment seat of Christ? Why is there a millennium? Why is there a heaven? Why did Jesus say, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also? What's it all about? What's the purpose of it? Why did Jesus give us this book? God's eternal book without error, the one I hold right now. Why did God... I'm a little sick and tired of all these stupid satanic Bibles being published so somebody can make a buck or two. I'm tired of it. I'm a little tired. Somebody wrote me the other day and said, understand that you believe in a certain kind of follow a certain kind of a man. And who happens to believe the King James Bible. But I tell you, somebody said, you a Ruckmanite? No, I'm not a Ruckmanite. I'm a Mamaite. Mama taught me this book was the Word of God. Mama's got more sense than all the theologians in America put together have. What's it all about? Why did Jesus start the church? What are we here for? What's it all about? There's got to be some summum bonum, some reason, some big apex, pivotal purpose for all of it. What's soul winning all about? Why go out and knock on doors, and why give up your Saturday, go house to house and apartment to apartment and flat to flat to get folks to come on the buses? And why have the Foster Club and the Fisherman's Club and all the other soul? What's it all about? Why get them saved anyway? What's it all about? Why tithe? Why the bus ministry? Why the Book of Life? Why the power of the Holy Spirit? Is it just to save us from hell? Is that all? That is not the great summum bonum purpose of it all. Let me give it to you. God created a human race. And He created the human race for the praise of His glory. The reason Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, the reason God made the human race in the first place, was for people to praise His glory and praise His name. That's what it was all about. God wanted to be loved, honored, worshiped, revered, and praised, and God made a race to do it. God gave man a choice, and man blew it. A man decided not to worship God, but worship the devil.
Man decided not to praise God, but believe the evil one. Man decided not to exalt God. Man made for the praise of his glory decided not to praise his glory, and man is a fallen creature. Then, what was Calvary all about? Calvary, the life of Jesus, the birth of Jesus, the starting of the church, the sending of the Holy Spirit, all of it was to give, hear me now, was to give that fallen race of people made for one purpose, for the praise of the glory of Jesus Christ. God wanted to give us another chance to praise His name. That's what it's all about. And this is the reason God saved you. Now you listen to me. God did not save you just to give you joy. God did not save you just to keep you out of hell. God did not save you just to give you peace. And I'm sick up to here of this charismatic hogwash that goes up and down the country saying that salvation is to give us peace and us joy and us wealth and us health and us money. God didn't save you for yourself. He saved you for Himself. God saved you so He could redeem for Himself a race for the praise of His glory. Bethlehem's manger, the life of Jesus, the unjust trial, accusation, crucifixion, conviction, all of it, death, burial, resurrection, ascension, all of it was God wanted the people to praise His name, and we blew it the first time, and God said, I'll read. And by the way, that's what heaven's all about. Heaven's not some place so you can go and take off your shoes and go barefoot on golden streets. That's true, but that's not the primary purpose of it all. Heaven is not primarily to give you a place where you won't have any suffering or pain. And that's true. It's a wonderful place with no sorrow, no heartache, no suffering, no tears, no disease. It's a wonderful place, but heaven wasn't made for that. Heaven was made to give you a place where you could praise the wonderful name of Jesus forever and ever and ever and ever. That's what it's all about. God saved you to praise Him, and I double dog dare you to disprove that in that book. And ask you a question, are you doing it? I said, are you doing it? How long has it been since you praised the Lord? Hadn't been very long since you criticized somebody else because they did. How long has it been since you praised the Lord? I said, how long has it been since you praised the Lord? If you are not actively praising God, you are not fulfilling the purpose of redemption. You're commanded to praise God. Psalm 104:35 commands you to praise the Lord. Psalm 101:1 commands you to praise the Lord. So does Psalm 106:48, Psalm 111:1, Psalm 112:1. Psalm 113:1, Psalm 113:9, Psalm 115:18, Psalm 116:19, Psalm 117:2, Psalm 135:1, Psalm 146:1, Psalm 146:10, Psalm 147:20, Psalm 148:1, Psalm 148:14, Psalm 149:1, Psalm 149:9, Psalm 151, Psalm 156, and Jeremiah 20:13 command you to praise the Lord. I said they command you to praise the Lord. 21 times in the Bible, you are commanded to praise the Lord, thereby fulfilling the very purpose of your creation and the purpose of your salvation. You are commanded to praise the Lord. Now listen to this. 21 times you're commanded to praise Him. 5 times in the Bible, we're commanded not to commit adultery. 4 times in the Bible, you're commanded not to kill. 5 times in the Bible, you're commanded not to steal. 2 times in the Bible, you're commanded not to take the Lord's name in vain. Now you take those all and add them together. Commandments not to commit adultery, commandments not to kill, commandments not to steal, and commandments not to curse. and you have exactly 16 times total, that means God commands you. I don't say request you. Commands you. I don't say prefers you. I say commands you. God commands you more times in the Bible to praise Him than He does not to commit adultery, not to steal, not to kill, and not to curse. Now, I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you sit there with your pharisaical phylacteries wrapped around your cold heart and criticize folks that praise God. Join with us. That's the purpose of the existence and creation. That's what it's all about. But you say, Brother Hiles, I'm not the type. Psalm 67:5 says that all the people praise the Lord. That means educated people, not educated people. That means the extrovert and the introvert. That means the loud mouth and the soft mouth. That means the young and the old. That means the rich and the poor. That means the Baptist and the Methodist. That means the Catholics and Episcopalians. My Bible said, let all the people praise the Lord. All of them. But you say, Brother Hiles, it's not my disposition. That's what I'm preaching about. The God that changed you from a drunkard to a sober, from a harlot to pure, from a filthy mouth person to a clean mouth person, that God that lifted you from the gutter can transform you from a cold Episcopalian to a shouting Baptist, just like that. Let all the people praise the Lord. But you say, I'm older and more dignified. Psalm 71:14, David said, I will praise thee more and more. The last five psalms that David wrote were the psalms of his old age. In the Psalm 146, the word praise is used five times. In Psalm 147, the word praise is used seven times. In Psalm 148, the word praise is used 13 times. In Psalm 149, the word praise is used six times. In Psalm 150, the word praise is used 13 times. Making a total of 44 times in the last five psalms and only 75 times in the first 145 psalms. That means the last five psalms average almost 9 praises per psalm, and the first 145 psalms add 1 praise for every 2 psalms. David said, the older I get, the more I praise the Lord. Well, you say, Brother Hiles, I've got arthritis. Well, just get that old stiff leg and work it up a little bit and praise the Lord. You say, what is this, a charismatic church? Let me tell you something. Baptist folks were praising God 1,800 years before there ever was a charismatic. I'm saying, God commands you. Now, don't you sit there and say you believe the Bible and criticize what I'm saying. Don't you do it. With your poker face and your sober face and your critical attitude, your critical spirit. Hey, is your name written in heaven? My Bible said rejoice if it is. David said, I've been forgiven more because I've lived longer. I'll praise Him more and more. He said, God's had more patience with me because I've lived longer. I'll praise Him more and more. David said, because I've lived longer, I have more victories than I used to have. I'll praise Him more. And as David got older, his praise increased and increased and increased. Well, you say, Brother Hiles, I do, but I do it in my heart and not out loud. Psalm 63:3 says, my lips shall praise Thee. Didn't say my aorta shall praise Thee. Psalm 63:5 says, my mouth shall praise Thee. Didn't say my gizzard shall praise Thee. When you sit for the house, I just don't do it in church. I'm glad you said that. Because Psalm 100 and verse 4 says, enter into His courts with praise. Psalm 149 verse 1 says, sing praises in the congregation. But you say, Brother Howells, I'm a theologian and a Bible scholar. You can confess that right down here at the altar. I wouldn't give you one thin dime for every theologian in America. Unless that theologian gets the Bible and praises God for the Bible and puts the praise of God in his heart. My Bible says, praise him, ye servants of the Lord. Well, you say, I'm a reverend. It says, praise him, ye servants of the Lord. Well, Brother Howes, I'm a theologian. It says, praise him, ye servants of the Lord. But I'm a man of the cloth. Well, that's what all of us wear, Buster. The Bible said, praise him, ye servants of the Lord. You say, I'm poor. Psalm 74:21 said, let the poor and the needy praise the Lord. Bible said, praise him in front of false religions. Psalm 138 verse 1 says, before the gods will I praise him. Before the gods made of stone, I'll praise him. Before the heathen, I'll praise him. I was preaching in a certain town in America, and we were having a banquet where I was going to have a question and answer session in a certain hotel conference room or a banquet room. I went down the wrong hallway, and I walked in, saw a bunch of men there. Looked like they were preachers. They looked either that or they weren't well. So I walked in, and I thought it was the meeting our meeting, and I found out it was not our meeting. It was the local ministerial association. I'm talking about men that had their collars on backwards, seated the breeches around their neck, and so forth. I'm talking about men that didn't believe the virgin birth. I'm talking about folks, men that didn't, I guess they're men. They look like ladies, but they're talking about folks that don't believe the sinless life, don't believe in the vicarious death, don't believe in the bodily resurrection, don't believe in separation from the world. I walked in. I sat down. They looked at me as if to say, what in the world are you doing here? Who are you? I looked at them as if to say, what are you doing here? Who are you? The fellow beside me said, you know what this is? I said, what is it? He said, it's a local ministerial association. I said, good. I got up. I said, fellow, let me say a word before I leave. I just want to praise the Lord before I leave. I know you fellows are men of God. I lied about that. But I said, I just want to praise the Lord before I leave. I said, I want to praise the Lord for the virgin birth. I want to praise the Lord for the sinless life of Christ. I want to praise him for his vicarious death. I want to praise him for his bodily resurrection. I want to praise him for regeneration. I want to praise him for the new birth. And I want to praise him for preserving the King James Bible for us. Said, you shouldn't have done that. Psalmist said, before the gods will I praise him. Now, who's supposed to praise him? Psalm 148 says the sun's supposed to praise him. Psalm 148 says the moon is supposed to praise him. It says the stars are supposed to praise him. The heavens are supposed to praise him. Waters above the heavens are supposed to praise him. Psalmist said dragons are supposed to praise him. Fire is supposed to praise him. Psalmist said that hail is supposed to praise him. Snow, I mean, I'm giving you Bible right now. You say, well, how does snow praise the Lord? I don't know, but the psalmist said do it. So every snowflake's supposed to stand up and salute and say, praise the Lord. The Bible says, Psalm 148 says, vapor should praise the Lord. Wind should praise the Lord. Mountains should praise the Lord. Hills should praise the Lord. Fruit trees should praise the Lord. Cedar trees should praise the Lord. Beasts to the field should praise the Lord. Cattle should praise the Lord. Creeping things should praise the Lord. Birds should praise the Lord. Kings should praise the Lord. Princes should praise the Lord. Judges should praise the Lord. That's Ito. And young men should praise the Lord. And maidens should praise the Lord. And old men should praise the Lord. And children should praise the Lord. Let's break it down a little bit. That means the Big Dipper's supposed to praise the Lord, and the Little Dipper's supposed to praise the Lord, the Milky Way's supposed to praise the Lord, the North Star's supposed to praise the Lord. That means that Saturn's supposed to praise the Lord, and the Moon's supposed to praise the Lord, and the Sun's supposed to praise the Lord, and Neptune's supposed to praise the Lord, and Jupiter's supposed to praise the Lord, and Mars is supposed to praise the Lord. That means that rain is supposed to praise the Lord, and snow's supposed to praise the Lord, and fog's supposed to praise the Lord, and dew's supposed to praise the Lord, and clouds are supposed to praise the Lord, and vapor's supposed to praise the Lord, and hail's supposed to praise the Lord, and sleet's supposed to praise the Lord. That means Pacific Ocean's supposed to praise the Lord, and Atlantic Ocean's supposed to praise the Lord. I'm just giving you Psalm 148 now. That means the Arctic Ocean's supposed to praise the Lord, the Aegean Sea's supposed to praise the Lord, the Sea of Galilee's supposed to praise the Lord, The Red Sea is supposed to praise the Lord. The Mediterranean Sea is supposed to praise the Lord. The Caspian Sea is supposed to praise the Lord. The Dead Sea is supposed to praise the Lord. The Sea of Araba is supposed to praise the Lord. Mississippi River is supposed to praise the Lord. Missouri River is supposed to praise the Lord. The Rio Grande is supposed to praise the Lord. The Tigris is supposed to praise the Lord. Euphrates is supposed to praise the Lord. The Amazon River is supposed to praise the Lord. The Nile River is supposed to praise the Lord. The Trinity River is supposed to praise the Lord. That means the Wabash River is supposed to praise the Lord. The Columbia River is supposed to praise the Lord. The Brazos River is supposed to praise the Lord. The Abana River is supposed to praise the Lord. Pharpar River is supposed to praise the Lord. The River Jabbok is supposed to praise the Lord. That means the Jordan River is supposed to praise the Lord. Nahar River is supposed to praise the Lord. Nahal River is supposed to praise the Lord. And the Colorado River is supposed to praise the Lord. And the Bible said, oh yeah, the cotton picking river is supposed to praise the Lord too. I'd be ashamed that the Dead Sea do something I wouldn't do. The Bible says the Panama Canal is supposed to praise the Lord. The Persian Gulf is supposed to praise the Lord. The Gulf of Mexico is supposed to praise the Lord. Bible said all the waters above and the waters beneath, that means Lake Michigan is supposed to praise the Lord. Lake Erie is supposed to praise the Lord. Lake Superior is supposed to praise the Lord. Lake Huron is supposed to praise the Lord. Lake Ontario is supposed to praise the Lord. Grass Lake is supposed to praise the Lord. Wolf Lake is supposed to praise the Lord. Cedar Lake is supposed to praise the Lord. Lemon Lake is supposed to praise the Lord. And even the little Calumet River out there is supposed to praise the Lord. A little bit. That means White Rock Lake is supposed to praise the Lord. That means Tanicomo Lake is supposed to praise the Lord. Mary Lake is supposed to praise the Lord. Salt Lake is supposed to praise the Lord. Texoma Lake is supposed to praise the Lord. Lake Tahoe is supposed to praise the Lord. Chesapeake Bay is supposed to praise the Lord. Alaska Bay is supposed to praise the Lord. The Bay of Pigs is supposed to praise the Lord. Tampa Bay is supposed to praise the Lord. Miami Bay is supposed to praise the Lord. Green Bay is supposed to praise the Lord. Hudson Bay is supposed to praise the Lord. New York Harbor is supposed to praise the Lord. San Diego Bay is supposed to praise the Lord. Niagara Falls is supposed to praise the Lord. Long Island Sound is supposed to praise the Lord. Puget Sound is supposed to praise the Lord. Buzzards Bay is supposed to praise the Lord. Cape Cod Bay is supposed to praise the Lord. The Gulf of Alaska is supposed to praise the Lord. Norton Sound is supposed to praise the Lord. Beaufort Sea is supposed to praise the Lord. Bristol Bay is supposed to praise the Lord. Santa Barbara Channel is supposed to praise the Lord. San Francisco Bay is supposed to praise the Lord. Monterey Bay is supposed to praise the Lord. San Pablo Bay is supposed to praise the Lord. Delaware Bay is supposed to praise the Lord. Bible said, let the mountains and hills praise the Lord. That means the Rocky Mountains are supposed to praise the Lord. Pikes Peak is supposed to praise the Lord. Mount Everest is supposed to praise the Lord. Mount Tabor is supposed to praise the Lord. Mount Hermon is supposed to praise the Lord. The Alleghenies are supposed to praise the Lord. Lord, the Ozarks are supposed to praise the Lord. The Smoky Mountains are supposed to praise the Lord. Supposed to quit smoking before they praise Him, however. Sangre de Cristo Mountain is supposed to praise the Lord. The Alps are supposed to praise the Lord. The Appalachians are supposed to praise the Lord. The Adirondacks are supposed to praise the Lord. The Cascades are supposed to praise the Lord. That means the apple tree is supposed to praise the Lord. The pear tree is supposed to praise the Lord. The peach tree and the olive tree and the pecan tree are supposed to praise the Lord. Bible said all beasts are supposed to praise the Lord. That means the lion is supposed to praise the Lord. The tiger is supposed to praise God. The leopard is supposed to praise God. The elephant is supposed to praise God. The giraffe is supposed to praise God. The hyena is supposed to praise God. The deer is supposed to praise God. The raccoon is supposed to praise God. And it means the skunk is supposed to praise God. Does that fit some of you? That means possums are supposed to praise God. Wolves are supposed to... Hey, I'm preaching Bible. My Bible said, let the beast of the field praise God. That means the foxes are supposed to praise God. The bears are supposed to praise God. That's not Chicago Bears. That mean them. The elk is supposed to praise God. The moose is supposed to praise God. The calf is supposed to praise God. The camel is supposed to praise God. The bull is supposed to praise God. The heifer is supposed to praise God. The buffalo is supposed to praise God. The sheep is supposed to praise God. And the goats are supposed to praise God. That means the birds of the air, the Bible says. That means the ostrich is supposed to praise God. The peacock is supposed to praise God. The pheasant is supposed to praise God. The redbird is supposed to praise God. The dove is supposed to praise God. The crow is supposed to praise God. Some of you old crows get with it now. The wren is supposed to praise God. The sparrow is supposed to praise God. The raven is supposed to praise God. The blue jay is supposed to praise God. The bluebird is supposed to praise God. The bob white is supposed to praise God. The blackbird is supposed to praise God. The pigeon is supposed to praise God. The seagull is supposed to praise God. And the sea boy, too. The eagle is supposed to praise God. The gnat is supposed to praise God. The fly is supposed to praise God. The firefly is supposed to praise God. The lightning bug is supposed to praise God. The mosquito is supposed to praise God. The cricket is supposed to praise God. And the Bible said, let the winds and the storms praise the Lord. That means the hurricane's supposed to praise God. Storm is supposed to praise God. The gale is supposed to praise God. The breeze is supposed to praise God. The tornado is supposed to praise God. The cyclone is supposed to praise God. The whirlwind is supposed to praise God. Lightning is supposed to praise God. And thunder is supposed to praise God. The Bible said that the creeping things are supposed to praise God. That means the lizard's supposed to praise God. Rattlesnake's supposed to praise God. Copperhead's supposed to praise God. The coral snake's supposed to praise God. Water moccasin's supposed to praise God. The worm is supposed to praise God. The doodlebug is supposed to praise God. The cockroach is supposed to praise God. The spider is supposed to praise God. The tarantula is supposed to praise God. And the crawling ant is supposed to praise God. And so are you supposed to praise God. The Bible said that the fruit trees and trees. That means the cedar tree is supposed to praise God. And the oak and the pine and the spruce are supposed to praise God. Maple tree is supposed to praise God. The sequoia is supposed to praise God. The redwood is supposed to praise God. The dogwood is supposed to praise God. The almond tree is supposed to praise God. The Bible said angels are supposed to praise God. That means Gabriel is supposed to praise God. Michael is supposed to praise God. The seraphim are supposed to praise God. And the cherubim are supposed to praise God. The Bible says the kings of the earth are supposed to praise God. All this in Psalm 148, read it. All the people, it says, princes, judges, lawyers, carpenters. Oh, you say, Brother Hyatt, I have a degree in law. Well, shout the praises to God. Did you say, I'm an M.D.? Well, that means Mary's a dotes. Get up and praise the Lord. Well, I'm a D.D. That means dokes, dozy dotes. Well, I'm an L.L.V. That means little lambs of divey. Praise God. Plumber's supposed to praise God. Electrician's supposed to praise God. Doctor's supposed to praise God. Bricklayer's supposed to praise God. Factory worker's supposed to praise God. Bus driver's supposed to praise God. Truck driver's supposed to praise God. Clerks are supposed to praise God. Waiters and waitresses are supposed to praise God. And farmers are supposed to praise God. And architects are supposed to praise God. Little children are supposed to praise God. Young people are supposed to praise God. Adults are supposed to praise God. Old codgers like me are supposed to praise God. Poor people are supposed to praise God. Rich people are supposed to praise God. The learned are supposed to praise God. The unlearned are supposed to praise God. The intellectual are supposed to praise God. The illiterate are supposed to praise God. The red, the yellow, the black, and the white are supposed to praise God. The male and the female are supposed to praise God. The city dweller is supposed to praise God. The farm dweller is supposed to praise God. And the cave dweller is supposed to praise God. And in case he missed anything, the psalmist said, if I missed anything, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. What he said. Now, how are we supposed to do it? The Bible tells us how. Tells who's supposed to do it in Psalm 148 and how we're supposed to do it in Psalm 149. I'll have to have this microphone to show you how. It says, sing his praises in Psalm 149. Like this. It will be worth it all. Some of you backsliders sat there a while ago and didn't sing a word. I said you're a backslider. You sat there, didn't sing one word a while ago while we were singing. And God commands you to sing his praises. The Bible says you're supposed to dance. That doesn't mean rock and roll and ballroom dance. That means you're supposed to jump up and down and say, well, glory to God and hallelujah. And that's what it means. Some of you folks right now are like Michael, David's wife. The Ark of the Covenant had been gone from Israel for a long time. Now the Ark of the Covenant's coming back home, and King David goes out there and dances around the Ark of the Covenant and claps his hands and dances around. His wife was Saul's daughter. Saul tried to kill him with a javelin. That didn't work, so he gave him his daughter. David wished the javelin had worked. Saul's daughter was up there looking down, watching her husband, David, dance around that Ark of the Covenant. She said, look at that. Look at that king. What an awful display that is. Just like some of you Pharisees are doing right now. That's no way to behave the king. David comes home, and Michael, his wife,
That's a good name for it, too.
Michael.
They called her Johnny or Bill or Pete. She says, "You made a fool of yourself." He said, "Lord of God, what did I do?" She said, "You're the king. You've been down there dancing around like a pagan." "No, not like a pagan, like a Christian." "Like a Christian." Then, Bible said, praise him with the timbrel. That's a musical instrument. Praise him with the harp. Praise him with the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery. All those instruments. Praise him with the stringed instruments. Praise him with the organ. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise him with high sounding cymbals. Praise him with... Shut the door. Well, you Pharisees had a heyday on that one, didn't you? Boy, I bet you're glad you came tonight, because you found an awful lot to criticize tonight. Now, you listen to me. Instead of coming to church to criticize, you come to church to praise the Lord. Now, the psalmist told us how and told us who. Now, what should be our motivation? Answer to that is found in Philippians 4:8. If there be any praise, think on these things. Now, here's what I was talking about. Think on these things. I deserve to go to hell. And in hell, they burn forever. But I'm not going to go to hell. I'm going to go to heaven. See, the trouble is, you don't think on these things. Think on these things. Think. Stop and think. If a saved Episcopalian would stop and think, he'd be a Baptist next Sunday morning. Think on these things. Think on the blood of Jesus. Think on the blessed Word of God. Think what Jesus did for you on Calvary. Think that your name is written in heaven. Think that you're justified in the books of heaven. Think that God will not impute sin to your record. Think that God has imputed the righteousness of Christ to your record. Think on these things and obey my God who commands you to praise His name. That's why you were created. Don't blame me. I'm just telling you what it says in the book. I didn't write it. I just preach it. Every once in a while I practice it. But it's in the book. Thou shalt not steal. Son, yeah, I'll be like you're my son, Roy. Son, your daddy wants to teach you some character. Thou shalt not steal. It's wrong to take something that's not yours. You understand that? I go back and I check my Bible. I find out that's mentioned 5 times. I forgot something, son, I want to tell you. You're not supposed to lie. You understand that? Commit adultery or kill. You understand that? See if I missed anything here. Let's see. 5 times adultery, 4 times killing, 5 times stealing, 2 times name of the Lord. I forgot something, son. You're supposed to praise God. That's a command from God Almighty. That's what you're saved for. We get to heaven. Some of us are going to have time. But some of you are going to be sitting up there in heaven.
Right. Good.
This is not worshipful. We'll be dancing around the throne while you're sitting on your blessed assurance over in the corner somewhere. I don't know about you, but I aim to fulfill why I was saved. I don't know about you, but I realize that God... Okay, you don't like what I preach you, then you don't like the Bible. The Bible says we're saved for the praise of His glory. And the Bible says, a people which shall be created to praise the Lord. Why were we created? Oh, to enjoy Big Macs and French fries. And Oprah. And Donahue. Why we created? So we can go to heaven, walk down golden streets and through gates of pearl. No. We were created for the praise of His glory. And then when we chose not to do it, God said, I'm going to give them another chance. And what Calvary, what Bethlehem was all about, what this book is all about, what Calvary was all about, what the burial of Christ was all about, what the resurrection of Christ was all about, was that God was giving us a second chance to be saved in order that we may be, as it were, recreated or regenerated so we'd have a second chance to fulfill the purpose of our creation, and that purpose was to the praise of His glory. Now, you may not believe this, but you're going to have a tough time disproving now the Bible. A mighty hard time. All I want you to do is praise Him. Now, if you want to jump up and wave your hand and praise Him in the congregation, okay. Or if you just want to say, well, praise God like that, just as long as you say it out loud, not under your breath, if you want to just say, praise God. But the Bible said, enter into His gates with praise. And the congregation with praise. So it doesn't matter. Just as long as you praise Him. People have different ways. I had a deacon in Texas just laughed. I'd be preaching, he'd sit in the choir. Name was Rufus McClung. He'd just laugh. Oh, praise the Lord. I had one fellow sit up there and say, praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Old J.B. Cummins sit out there and he'd say everything. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what it says. Preach that. Pull them apart there a while. Amen. That's what it says. Yeah. One guy counted how many words I said one time and how many words he said. He said more words in my sermon than I did. Mrs. Jim Ford used to jump up and shout and praise the Lord. My mother used to cry and say, praise the Lord, just quietly. I'm simply saying, you are not right with God unless you are praising the Lord. For that is the summum bonum purpose for your redemption. Our Heavenly Father,